there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. My guests today are two friends from Arizona who bonded over their shared passion for music and theater, as well as their mutual love and concern for the elderly who live in nursing homes and memory care facilities. Ani and Gage are two big-hearted college freshmen who started an organization called Our Ode to You, which brings teen volunteers into these facilities to play instruments, sing, paint, and make meaningful connections with seniors. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to two new friends today. I have Ani and Gage, and they're going to tell us all about their organization, Our Ode to You. Why don't you kick us off, Ani? Tell us everything. How old you are, where you go to school, and then we'll hear from Gage, and then I want to hear all about your organization.
Yeah. So hi, everyone. My name is Ani Nagaya. I recently graduated from Arcadia High School in Arizona, and I'm going to USC. So yeah, I'm an incoming freshman in college. And for me, when I started Our Ode to You, it came from a passion from volunteering at a memory care facility, playing my flute at a memory care facility, and kind of seeing such a positive reaction from the memory care participants and the fact that they were so excited about there being someone playing their instrument that they played for like 10 years previous to even being diagnosed with dementia. So I kind of realized that there was a detachment between their passions and their current situation. So I decided to do something to change that.
Well, that's amazing. And where are you guys located, or where is the organization started? Are you in Arizona?
Yes.
Awesome. And Gage, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So hi, everyone. My name is Gage Samadar, and I also just graduated from Arcadia High School in the summer of last year, of this year. And in the fall, I'll be going to NYU as an incoming freshman. So that's super exciting. I have been in the arts for a little over 16 years. So I started when I was 2 or 3 years old in piano lessons, and I have been a theater kid for all 18 years of my life, like I said. My grandfather was in hospice program specifically designed for dementia patients, and I played there a lot when he was unfortunately leading up to him passing away. So I was really into just bringing the arts into a place where sometimes the light doesn't always shine in fully. So having that just ability to bring like an interactive experience while also demonstrating our passions and making that common connection was something that I was easily caught up in within the minute that we started the program. So it's all just super hits close to home for me.
What brought you two together, and how did that conversation start to say, hey, we both have this interest in the arts, and we both have this interest in helping folks, older adults who might be in, institutions and that sort of thing. Like, what can you remind, can tell us a little bit about the story of like the day that you were like, oh, hey, we should do something together and create a program.
It was really on a whim, actually, because I was in the car outside of my karate class, and we had been on the phone. Like, it was just like at the very beginning of, I actually don't remember when we started it, but I was outside of my karate class, and I kind of had been wanting to do something that would give back in a way that was very like hit home for me and for her, because, there isn't a lot of opportunities that aren't straight performing for the arts. So I wanted something that was unique, that was very monolithic to just the whole experience. So I just was like, let's do something interactive artistically. We were literally on the phone. I was like, let's do a passion project. I know that it's like right at the end of, or we're like in senior year, but let's just do it. Let's just jump right in. And we spent the next week on the phone just designing the program, saying, what are we going to do? What are we not going to do? What is going to work most efficiently? What is going to fail in the dumps miserably? And we created this program. We went through lots of trials and errors, lots of different sort of elevator pitches, and they were all just like bad until I was like, let's make something where we bring out instruments and they also are allowed to, or they can play along with us and just kind of do like that mutual respect sort of situation. So that was really how we got started.
Amazing. But Ani, I'm sort of curious. It's great for you both to have this idea, but then how did you find or connect with a memory care facility or a nursing home that said, oh, sure, come on in? You know, I do know that, you know, obviously I have some experience with this with my own family, et cetera. And obviously if someone wants to come in and volunteer and share some joy and just to be kind to the folks who live there, I think they are opening arms, right? Very welcoming. But this is, you know, it was a new program and to trust you guys that you were going to follow through and you know, people count on you. So how did you connect with the first facility that you ended up going to?
Yeah, so our first program was actually at this place that I volunteered for the past couple years. So I would just go in every other Saturday and play my flute for them. So that was the place that we started it at. And we did have to like schedule for like 2 months, the specific date. And yeah, we didn't really have any like branded stuff. We just kind of came in with a bunch of paint canvases, paints, instruments, and we were like, this is what we're going to do. And yeah, I just remember there being such a positive feedback from each and every one of them. So we were able to identify which parts of the program that we're going to keep and which parts that we were going to put away. Like, I remember we originally had this idea to have them have like a flower to draw, but at the end of the day, that was not something that they wanted to do. So was a really trial and error experience. And it was good that I already had a strong connection with that specific memory care home.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so they knew they could count on you and you were a regular volunteer. So that certainly helps. So tell me a little bit more, Gage, about the visual arts piece. Obviously, just painting and whatever is not like you don't need to be a professional artist to do this sort of work with seniors. But how did that piece fit in? And do you have other volunteers for whom that's their passion and they want to come and do that work?
Yeah. So I think the whole like sort of like hit home point for our program is that you don't need to be Van Gogh. You don't need to be Whitney Houston. You don't need to be these amazing musicians, even though if you want to be, go ahead and chase your dreams. But it was really just when we first started this program, it was originally just going to be performing. We were just going to just, you know, sit in the back and like, I don't know, maybe have them doing a small activity while we would perform. And then we would just go home. But then I was kind of like, I think that I didn't, because I'm not really an artist. I don't really paint for fun or anything like that. So to add in sort of like that visual element was really important because like it allows them to hit common ground with us. Like we can talk with them about what they're painting about. Cause I think the main prompt that we've been giving them for the past 6 months or longer is just paint something about what you're happy about. Like show us something that really just like encompasses your happiness. And we were able to build talking points. And I think one of my favorite points about this project is being able to encompass the phrase, we have so much to learn from each other. And we have so much to hit common ground with and find that gray area because we live in two different times. A lot of our volunteers are teenagers and a lot of our participants are senior citizens. So finding that place where we can talk about happiness. I remember the first time that we did our program, somebody was painting a violin or a musical instrument or something like that. And I told them that I was interested in the arts and I was then applying to a school like Carnegie Mellon and they're like, oh, I went to Carnegie Mellon. And we were able to kind of talk for about 20 minutes about stuff like what I should put on my application, funny enough, who I should know, who I should talk to, and just like even my audition piece, if I remember correctly. And it was just such a full circle experience. And just without that visual aspect, I don't know where this program would be.
Absolutely. And you would not have known that about this person, right? Because that sparked that question or that conversation. And they might not have shared that prior to you asking them that question. That's really, really special. You know, it's funny. We go into senior centers and folks who volunteer with the elderly, and we forget that they had a whole life, right? Like they were teenagers and they learned how to drive a car and they went to the prom and they were in the school musical and they, you know, fell in love and got married and had babies, and like they moved to a new city to go to college. I mean, but no one asks them about that because it's so far in the past. So like that really, and again, listening to you all sing or play an instrument is wonderful, and I'm sure that that brightens everyone's day. But as you very rightly pointed out, that next level connection of talking to them and letting them tell you something and teach you something and share some of their lives, like that's really special. That's really special and so important. Ani, can you just tell me how many volunteers, did you recruit other volunteers from your high school? Like how many more folks are out there doing this? And importantly, what are your thoughts now that you're both going to move away? Are there teens coming up behind you at Arcadia High School that are going to take this over?
Yeah, so our initial club meeting had probably like 50 people that showed up. So we have a lot of interest in that. We have a couple volunteers that have came to sessions. So we've been emailing the arts teachers at Arcadia and other schools in the district. So we'll probably just like hop on Zoom calls with them and kind of explain the situation, because it's just a really easy thing for people to get involved with. And we got so much interest the first club meeting we had. So yeah, we know that there's definitely an audience out there. And yeah, and we've also gotten like DMs on our Instagram from like youth groups. Like we just had a DM the other day talking about like 30 to 40 boys who wanted to join. And I was like, oh my goodness, like how are we gonna do this?
So Gage, tell me, has there been any problems or challenges that you've overcome? Like, were there any surprises in this process? It sounds like it's relatively new, right? You guys just started it kind of in the last school year, but it sounds like it all kind of worked out perfectly. But aside from the flower incident, were there any other challenges that you had to overcome that people can learn something in listening to this episode?
The other only other thing that I think is really difficult to do with any starting nonprofit is getting a committed group of volunteers. Like she said, we did have a good sum of people in the beginning of our introduction stage to the high school. We had a lot of people show up, but we did have a little bit of a slow moment where some people just like, it was hard to get connections and communications out there. So definitely a big thing that I would advise is establish a good way of communicating amongst the people who are interested. And even now, like getting people interested over summer break, especially school students, is so difficult. And just, I don't know, having that like foundation of good connection is always good, especially for your first meeting, and even more especially for your second meeting.
Right. I think I saw a picture of one of your first meetings, and you offered pizza, which was really smart. Anytime, this is a good clue too, when you go to college and you're at the club's fair and you're setting up your table, like have the donuts, like have the cookies. Like that's when people will come over and sign up. This is really special and wonderful. I'm just so happy to have met you, and I'm so excited for you both to start your journeys in college this fall. It's going to be really, really wonderful. But look at this terrific thing that you've started, and hopefully they will pick up the baton at your high school and other schools and continue this great, great work in Arizona. Ani, why don't you tell everybody where folks can learn more, your Instagram, other social media, a website, any way that folks can learn and perhaps reach out to you and say, hey, I want to start something like this in my community.
Yeah. So our Instagram is our ode, the number 2 and Y-O-U. So our ode to you. And you can DM us there. You can email us. We have our email in our bio. So yeah, we're just open on anyone who wants to join, anyone who wants to pitch in their efforts, like any moms, dads, like youth group leaders, churches, like literally anything. I think it's just the perfect way to get involved with community. It's such a simple task, and it really fulfills someone's day. So.
Absolutely. You know, I always say this, intergenerational volunteering is probably the most special volunteering, right? Because you learn so much from them, and you bring so much joy to them, and they learn from you. And that's really, you know, that's the best kind of work that you can do. Well, Gage, Ani, I am wishing you the best of luck. I don't think you're going to need it. I think you're going to be fantastic in college and beyond. Thanks so much for sharing this story with us. I can't wait to share it with my listeners.
Yes, thank you for having us. We truly do appreciate just talking with you today. It's been so meaningful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Ani.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others. And always, be kind.